sometimes your growth, your expansion, what is actually going to be fulfilling for you is to expand inward, not just expand the numbers. And what's also fascinating about this is oftentimes, more often than not, when I see people actually make the shift and focus on the inner expansion, that is when the outer results also transform, but transform in a way that is much more euphoric.
This is Euphoric Evolution, a podcast all about inner spiritual growth for abundance, where we bridge the spiritual into the practical, the energetic into the physical. I'm Mikosi Nejezer. I'm a spiritual teacher and oracle, speaker and author, and I'm passionate about catalyzing tomorrow's leaders into consciousness and transformation. So if you're a spiritual seeker and know you're called for more, let's begin your transformation.
I've been wanting to do this episode ever since this video came out because there's so many incredible gems that you can take away from this, whether you are creating a seven-figure business or really whatever freedom looks like for you, or if you are already a high-achieving entrepreneur or founder and you feel like burning it all down. So stay tuned because this episode, I'm going to be breaking down a very popular content creator's transformative journey, what you can learn. And yeah, let's get into it. So I don't know if you are familiar with the content creator, Vanessa Lau. I first came across her a few years back because she had a program, I think, on Instagram strategy. And so at the time, Instagram was like really popping. It's kind of weird now. It's very different than back then. But she created a seven-figure plus business all around content creation, social media. She's very popular on YouTube. So Vanessa Lau, I think, is the quintessential case study. And in fact, my team will tell you that before she had her burn it all down moment, actually, like a year before that, because I watched her, I can see when someone is misaligned. And I literally messaged my team, my sales team in particular, and I said, we have to connect with her because this is about to implode. I can see it. It's written all over her. So I literally predicted it. But what I am so grateful for is that even though she burnt it all down, she didn't completely burn it all down, but in many ways she did. And she has come back onto YouTube and shared her experience. She took an entire year off, essentially, and now she's back and she's really restructured things and shifted in a massive way. I will also say that from my perspective, there's more to come. There is a deeper calling that is trying to be birthed. So I highly advise you, in addition to checking this out, go and check her out on YouTube. I just pulled up her video. It's called I Built a Seven-Figure Creator Business and Quit. Here's Why. And she breaks down in this video every single topic that we're going to chat here about. But what I love about this so much is that she's providing perspective for people who think that, oh, when I have the success, then I will be happy when I get there. And it doesn't matter. For her, it was a seven-figure business when she had that realization. For me, it was not a seven-figure business yet. I had skyrocketed to success in my direct sales company. And I was also very young when I had this realization. And I know that many of you are waking up to the fact that you have created or you are creating a reality based in the status quo, and it is mostly unconscious. However, I want to use this as a cautionary tale. And also because this experience does not have to be the case. And in fact, I've worked with so many entrepreneurs who have been able to either avoid this from happening because we're able to bring them into alignment before they burn it all down and have everything collapse. But anyway, let's get into it because there's just so much to talk about and I don't want to waste any more time. So I think it's important that you understand that on the surface, Vanessa Lau built a successful seven-figure business. And I don't know if you know this or not, but all of the children's, all of our kids and teenagers, like they all want to be influencers. And also many of us want to be influencers. It is like the most desirable career right now. And Vanessa Lau did it. Okay. I'm talking over 700,000 followers last time I checked. Huge social media following. Oh, sorry. That's just on YouTube. 718,000 subscribers on YouTube. I have no idea how many she has on Instagram. But the point is, speaking on stages, massive following, so much respect, and also all of the money, the recognition. And she achieved what should have been the financial freedom dream, right? And so she shares in this video how she initially felt so much enthusiasm and this sense of accomplishment. However, it didn't last. And she found that she was constantly chasing the next dangling carrot. And the key thing to note here is that in the chasing of the carrot, there's this lack of fulfillment and lack of joy that's happening until that goal is accomplished, right? That is really the issue, because so many of us have been conditioned and trained that we should constantly be defining growth and expansion as hitting the end goal. And every time that gets moved out further and further. And I will even say, with so many high achievers, what's even worse is that oftentimes the goals that you've set are so random and arbitrary. And then when you don't hit them, you feel like it's not good enough. Like you're not good enough. Like you're not worthy. And that's not any way to live, because that's entirely in your imagination and isn't reality. It's not the reality. And so let's dive into some of the challenges that I think are so blatantly obvious. And I want you to become aware and ask yourself, are you falling into some of these traps? Because I see these happen every single day. And I would say like 98-99% of high performers are experiencing this and don't know how to navigate these challenges. So the first one that I think is so important is the comparison trap. So she shared that she felt this inadequacy, this not being good enough, not worthy enough, because she found herself in these incredible rooms with incredible people doing all of the most amazing things, creating new apps and the biggest TV shows and on and on and on. And although those should have been expansive spaces to be in and are, she found herself perceiving herself as small or not enough because she was comparing her success to others. And the fact of the matter is that we all define success differently. And there's always going to be someone who is experiencing something that you desire, right? That's always the case. But sometimes it's really easy when you're kind of in these echo chambers of success, to lose a grip on how, what actually is the abundance that you are surrounded by. And I'm not saying this to down her, because she recognizes, like, she felt this sense of gratitude, especially early on. But that started to fade because she was in these new environments, but she allowed those new environments to shrink herself. The second piece that she shared that I see so many entrepreneurs really struggling with is the scale trap. We, especially in a capitalistic society, and I don't want to downplay if this is your goal, but the pressure to scale your business is not always what you should do. Now, can you do it? Sure. But it's really important to remember, number one, why you got into business in the first place. Did you build a business so that you could have a massive team that is calling on you at all hours of the night, and you're staying up late at night worried about, are you going to make payroll? Is everyone going to be around for the next month or so? And you're prioritizing everyone else before your own personal fulfillment. Because sometimes bigger is not always better. Sometimes your growth, your expansion, what is actually going to be fulfilling for you is to expand inward, not just expand the numbers. And what's also fascinating about this is oftentimes, more often than not, when I see people actually make the shift and focus on the inner expansion, that is when the outer results also transform, but transform in a way that is much more euphoric. The third challenge that she talks about is the sunk cost fallacy. And this kind of alludes to this idea of the golden handcuffs or the golden prison that you have built once you've created a certain level of success. Because you feel like I've invested so much time, I've invested so much money and got to this level, right? I've invested all this time and money into people and growing this audience and these resources and specific mentors and on and on and on. And use that as an excuse why you cannot pivot into something that is more aligned for you, or actually pulling back and realigning, readjusting to actually what is aligned to your values, to the best way that you are designed to work, and on and on and on, right? So notice, are you holding yourself back from following what is in alignment for you out of the idea that you have lost money because you invested XYZ and you don't want to, quote unquote, lose that investment? This is tricky because what we don't realize is that every single month, every single day, every single week that we continue in something that is not aligned, it is costing us more than money. It's costing more than money. And from my perspective, there is no sunk cost. Because even when we invest in something that we perceive didn't work, we still learned something from that that is extremely valuable and that can directly lead us to 2, 5, 10x the investment, whether that's in a tangible way or intangible way, physical or non-physical. And it all contributes to your becoming. There is literally nothing that is more valuable than who you be and investing in who you be. Because who you be is what creates the experience of reality that you ultimately end up living in. And so this is why you'll see millionaires who go bankrupt multiple times and are able to just create it again and again and again, because it's just who they are. It's not about the external business, success, etc. So all of this really culminated for Vanessa. She shares that she got to a place where she was completely overwhelmed, completely burnt out, felt disconnected from the work that she was doing, and realized that it was time to reassess her life and her business and really decide, is this actually a reflection of what I wanted, what I actually want? And so many entrepreneurs avoid this. So many high achievers avoid this, where you created a certain level of success because you were coming from a place of survival, right? And so you kept chasing something externally, those external success markers, thinking that, oh, this will get me out of my situation. And at that point, because you're in survival mode, you'll do almost anything. But sometimes it's really easy to sacrifice what you actually value in exchange for the external success marker, like the seven-figure business, like the Lambo in the driveway, like the house with a little dog and 2.5 kids and a white picket fence, right? But it takes incredible courage to actually prioritize what is true for you, what is actually true for you. And this is the time that we need more courageous leaders, because when you actually follow what is true for you, meaning that you create a business, you create success that is a direct reflection of your truth, not who you think you have to be in order to continue freaking pleasing your audience or making mom and dad proud or walking the tightrope so that your kids think highly of you. That all actually has a very detrimental effect on the people around you. And because you're not operating in your highest potential, you are not leaving the legacy and creating the impact that you are actually here to make. That's why it feels so unfulfilling. So I'm not saying that you also have to burn it down completely. I feel like when I look at Vanessa's situation specifically, if full transparency, when I see stuff like this, I feel guilt. I do feel a little guilt. I'm working through that because I saw it coming. And I cannot save everyone. That is not my role. I'm not here to save anybody. However, somebody's got to talk about this. Somebody's got to speak up about this because there's this idea that, oh, once you have success, you don't have any problems. You can't possibly have any challenges because you have money or because you have recognition and followers. And that's bullshit. I'm sorry, but we need leaders who are able to be human and able to share these learnings. And part of my mission is not only to support leaders who are at this level of success and know that it's time to pivot and transition into their calling, into their legacy work, but also for those who are coming up and building that success, showing them that it is possible to create the reality that you desire while walking in your calling, while embodying your fullest potential. But there's a lot of deconditioning that does have to happen because you've got to first really learn how to align your work with your actual values and your authentic essence, your true identity. Now, most of us have masks, okay? We have masks that we create in order to be accepted, in order to be connected, in order to get a certain level of respect, and on and on and on. And those can keep us from actual fulfilling alignment. And off the back of that, we have to redefine what success actually looks like. Because a seven-figure business, I've had clients who come to me completely burnt out, a seven-figure business. They're making basically no money. They're a servant to everybody else, their clients and their team. And they've created something that is not at all what they envision for themselves, but they have clout, right? They've got recognition from it. And that's not enough. Like, full transparency, I would rather you be pulled out of your bed every single morning because of the work that you're doing and making, I don't know, $500,000 with the all of the freedom that you desire over the quote unquote seven-figure success where you have no freedom and you are resentful and hate the work that you're doing. And from my perspective, it doesn't have to be an either or. Because when you truly align with your genius, when you honor who you're here to be, that is when the aligned abundance gets to come in. That's when the prosperity, the opportunities, the influence, the connections, everything that comes in is aligned for you and deeply fulfilling. So you get to have your cake and eat it too, but it does require you to sacrifice. Not sacrifice in the way that you think, but it requires you to sacrifice your masks. It requires you to let go of the people-pleasing version of you that was constantly putting everybody else first. No, it's time for you to put yourself first. Because when you put yourself first, when you actually do what is in your highest service, you get to be in highest service to others. But you have to do so from a place of wholeness. And ultimately, this is about prioritizing your mental health and your well-being. Euphoria is actually about your well-being. It's not just like a state of bliss. It is this holistic state of well-being because this is what's going to allow you to sustain long-term success. This is what's going to allow for you to create the legacy that you are here to create, to be able to be resilient in these times of challenge and turmoil and chaos. This is where you get to be solid no matter what's happening outside, and that abundance becomes normalized for you. So I want you to take away from this. Number one, make sure that you take some time to really reflect on, is the reality that I'm living in alignment with what I actually value? Am I fulfilled? Am I in my highest potential? Am I walking in my calling right now? And if for any one of those, you are not. So be sure and share with a friend if you enjoyed this episode. And I can't wait to see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Euphoric Evolution.
If you found this valuable, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review with your biggest takeaway. Be sure to share with someone you care about if you know they'll also find value in this episode. You can also visit theroyalshaman.com to take my free consciousness quiz, where you'll uncover your current stage of consciousness, identify your current blockages, and define which steps you can take next to align with your highest potential. You can also see the show notes to find our socials. In Euphoria,